Let's kickstart the nation here on Today FM with a chap called Neil Fennell. And Neil is packing up. His business is moving premises today. He makes faces for clocks. How interesting is that? Morning, Neil. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How's things? I'm good.
Very
How
good. Are you today? So are you moving to bigger premises? Are you?
Well, I'm moving from literally a kitchen table at home to my own new premises. That really takes the meaning of a kitchen table business.
So, well, that's fantastic, isn't it? That's good.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. The space is very much needed, and actually, everybody in my family is very happy to see the back of me as well. Because, as you can imagine,
could you get those busy clocks off the table? We're trying to have our dinner. Thanks very much.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, Neil, the company is called Bluebridge Design, and I've just had a look at it on the website there. Very good. So, you design clock faces, basically, and then these are fully workable clocks and everything, and you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they come all assembled and fully, you know, nice packaging and everything. They're a great gift. It's not just the clock face, it's all in one.
And also, I mean, is that something that people can decide that they want to say, I want a picture of Britney Spears or David Bowie or something? Or is that the way you do it? Or is it your design, basically?
No, they're all my designs. So they're just quite simple designs. Kind of like I studied architecture, so they're architectural clocks, let's say, you know what I mean? I can kind of do custom ones as well and stuff like that.
Oh,
so hopefully
very good,
in the new premises, I can expand and do more things.
So Bluebridge Design.
Yep, Bluebridge Design.
.com or
.ie. Bluebridgedesign.ie, yeah.
Okay, I like the blackboard one.
Oh, yeah, cool. Thanks very much.
So there's a black...
You never know.
Yeah. Can you write on that yourself? Can you put your own?
Yeah, that's the idea. So it's kind of a personalised one. It was quite popular for Valentine's Day. People bought it and sent nice love messages to people.
And very good. At the moment it has, gimme coffee. I need coffee.
Yeah. Kind of how I'm feeling this morning.
Exactly. Well, listen, you picked out a very funky little piece of music to get us going this morning. Best of luck with the move. And your family, as you say, will be delighted to come visit you and maybe have a cup of tea with you. As opposed to seeing you all the time. Neil, we're going to do this. Let's kickstart the nation. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
Thanks, Ian. So turn up the radio, everybody. It's time to get moving to Missy Elliott on your Tuesday. Kickstart that, Ian.
And then it was down to the La La Land guys to actually say, hang on, we didn't win this. But none of the so-called professionals came out and said, hang on, let's take control of this situation. But anyway, Brian Cullinan is there and Martha Ruiz. They've been named as the people. But I'm sure it's one of those blunders. And it's got everybody talking about it, I suppose. Including Glenda Gilson, who was speaking to us yesterday, live from LA. Well, it was the gift grub, Glenda. So, yeah. She was having it. And then the real Glenda appeared on Dermot and Dave later on. Anyway, this was our gift grub Glenda from yesterday morning talking about the frocks.
How are you in?
Hey.
Up all night watching this yoke. Haven't even had a shower. I'm filthy.
Filthy, are you?
Yeah.
So listen, tell us about the frocks.
Oh yeah, well, Meryl Streep, she wore a kind of an age-appropriate off-the-shoulder beaded number there. Right. Hey, you know yourself, when you're getting on, you don't want to look like a slapper, you know. Judd Apatow, do you know Judd Apatow?
Yeah.
The comedy guy, his wife. She looked like she was wearing toilet paper.
Toilet paper?
Yeah, well, everybody was saying it was like one of them toilet holders from the 80s.
Oh, And Ruth Negga looked amazing, didn't she? Absolutely.
Ruth Negga nailed it, like, you know, figure-hugging Valentino, custom-made number, you know, very tight. Jesus, I would have had a nightmare squeezing into that, you know. I would have been there for hours and under the, you know, pulling it up and sticking it in and squeezing it across. Jesus.
Right,
you know, it's not getting any easier, Ian.
Mega Nega, they were calling her. Mega Nega.
Mega Nega, yeah.
And this is Scarlett Johansson. She, I don't know how to put this.
Yeah.
She flashed a bit of side boob, apparently.
Yeah, I'm always doing that, Ian. I mean, if you're a woman, like, you know, you're used to doing that. Karen Costa's always there. Put it away, Glenda. Jesus. I'm there. It's not called expose for nothing. Yeah, wagon.
If you want to get in, you got to do it right now at 1850-715-100. And I'm going to play them for you again. So it's worth €150 today. It started at 100 yesterday. So these three words is what it's called. Here are those three words. You tell us who they are, all three of them. And a few people were getting it right on text and Twitter and all that yesterday, but it has to be a phone in. 1850-715-100. Give us a call if you want to play the game very, very soon. Here they come right now.
Misunderstood. Emily.
Electronic.
Go for it. Go on. You could be right. Paul, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you later. 7:37 is the time on 100 to 102 Today FM. These three words is going. We've got our milestone music coming up for you as well. Let's get our three callers out there.
Misunderstood.
Emily.
Electronic.
Three callers on the line. We've got €150 in there. Michelle Penston should be there. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Great. Everything all right in Arklow, yeah?
Great. Thank you. Great.
What do you think on the three voices there?
I'm thinking Michael O'Leary, Paul O'Connell and Carrie Fisher.
Okay, you got two out of three.
Okay,
not bad. Good luck, Michelle. Alan Bateman is in Cork. Hi, Alan. How are you?
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. Were you listening to Michelle there?
I was.
What do you think?
I think it's set in my mind. The first one is Michael O'Leary.
Go on.
I think the second one is Paul O'Connell. Yep. And I think the third one might be Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga, 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 Gaga. You're right. Well done. Yay. €150 on the way to you. Alan, good man yourself. Thank you very much. Now, every Tuesday at this time on The Breakfast Show, we do a little piece called Milestone Music Moment, a certain song that reminds you of a moment in your life that when you hear it, brings the memories flooding back to you. And if you have one, will you let us know about it? And if you'd like to come on the radio and tell us all about it in the coming weeks, it doesn't have to be too detailed. It just has to be one of those things that every time you hear the song on the radio, it just clicks something in and just brings you back to another time. And if there is one of those songs, if you want to tell us about it and get us to play it on the radio, please get in touch. The best way to do it is to send us an email to breakfast@todayfm.com, because you may have details. But if you want to text us in anytime you like during the show, 53102 as well, and just tell us what the song is and we'll get back in touch on that one. And for coming on the show and sharing with us your milestone music moment, we're going to be sending you down a memento of your moment, thanks to Andy and all the guys in designmytype.ie. It'll have all the elements of the story, the date, the lyrics, the song and more, and it looks absolutely fab. We've had no complaints so far. It looks great, the colouring and all that, and the design, it's brilliant. So thanks to everybody at designmytype.ie. So this morning we're going to talk to Gemma Doherty, who's in Moy Valley in Kildare. Hi, Gemma. How's your morning going?
Hi, Ian. How are you? Great to talk to you.
Ah, you too. It's nice to talk to you. Now, you, and this is not all about me, but it relates back to me, and you doubted what I said on the radio once, and this is what it floods back to you all the time, yeah?
Well, you see, you and me go back a long way, and I this is going to show my age now. I'm listening to you. You're waking me up back for years.
Really?
Zig and Zag used to wake me up, and before Giff Grubb used to have me in stitches laughing going to work. So this is going back a long
while. And now Giff Grubb has you in stitches laughing still. Yeah,
exactly.
So Zig and Zag used to do their "I don't believe it, it's completely true," and the misheard lyrics and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and but anyway, it was a musical thing that got you going on this, yeah?
Yeah, it was a lovely summer's morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I lived in Drimna at the time. I'm in the countryside now in a little place called Clarinca, but I lived in Drimna at the time, and I used to drive into town to work every morning in my dad's little yellow Toyota Corolla in 1981. And I tried to avoid the traffic on the Crumlin Road, so I was driving around the back of the Children's Hospital there in Crumlin. Yeah. And you were talking about this new band that were being heavily promoted by the promoters. Like, basically, you were being told, like, this is going to be the next big thing, and everybody was going to talk about this band. And anyway, you played the song, and you were like, "No, not too sure about this. You know, they don't really sound like they're much talent." And to be honest with you, I was kind of with you. Like, you know, we were doing a bit of Louis Walsh together. You know,
never heard of them.
Can't sing. And anyway. Cut a long story short, you were wrong. You know, you're not infallible after all, Ian. And you were wrong, and they were. They turned out to be a huge band.
But still, to be fair to me and you, because we both have the same opinion, I mean, the people still kind of have strong opinions one way or the other with these guys, don't they?
Yeah, I suppose they were lucky, really, in a way. They didn't really have...
But anyway, the song that was their launch song that reminds every time you hear it, you think of me, which is nice. Thanks,
Gemma.
Yeah,
lovely sunny morning in the sunshine, and your voice. Yeah.
I'm sure lots of people are wondering who that band is and what. So you're going to tell us?
Yeah, well, I think it was 1995, 1996, something like that. Yeah. So it was The Spice Girls and Wannabe.
Wannabe by The Spice Girls. 1996 it was. Well done. Gemma, lovely talking to you. Thanks a million.
Yeah, you too. Thanks a million. Bye.
Today FM's showbiz news with Tropicana. Squeeze more into your mornings.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
It's none of your damn business what I think about that. And I'm shutting you down.
Shisha Ronan, Brooklyn.
I thought I says 87. She says it says 85. So I'm just looking for my passport.
All right, 7:54 is the time on Today FM, and Paula McSweeney is here with the latest in showbiz news. Sharon Horgan, Paula, good morning, how are you?
Good morning.
Screen-tested Catastrophe on her dad.
On her dad.
Yeah.
Yes, she had the pilot for Catastrophe for about a year before it was actually picked up. So she gave it to her dad, who showed it to all of his friends. And even though there's some pretty crass stuff in there, she said that she
wasn't
worried.
Stuff you don't want your dad to see,
never.
Really.
Oh my God, no, it's like my worst nightmare. Why would, But she said, look, if my dad and his 70-year-old mates can hack it, anyone can. It returns to Channel 4 tonight at 10 p.m. for his third series. It's so good.
Yeah, it's brilliant. Yeah. Very good. So congratulations to Rob and Sharon on that one. A second album for Bradley Walsh as well.
Yeah, remember last year he released an album towards the end of the year and it's outsold every other debut album. They've signed him up for a second.
Good Cha-ching. Man, Bradley. There you go. I saw him on holidays once down in...
In real life.
Yeah. He was in his togs. Walking around with a beer in his hand. And it was down at a beach bar called Izzy's in Portugal.
Go on, Bradley.
Yeah, Bradley was just there. It was my daughter. Oh, so touch your man from the chase.
<That's>
there
excellent.
You go. The end for Daniel and Magella O'Donnell. Don't worry, it's just their TV
Relax,
show.
Relax, it's just the TV show. Yeah. I know I gave a lot of people fright there. Yeah. So the B&B Road Trip, it's returning to RTE next week for its second series. The first series was shown at UTV Ireland. It won an IFTA. It's really, really popular. But they said this will probably be the last because they're running out of mad characters like this.
Oh, my God, Daniel is outside. He's here. Oh, dear.
Is he there?
He is. Wow. Oh dear. Oh dear, oh dear. Oh wow. Wow.
Daniel is here.
Oh,
Magella O'Donnell says Daniel is not romantic, by the way. Every time he goes away, he leaves a card on the pillow with some money.
That'll do.
It's a token amount with a message to buy something for myself. Isn't that lovely?
Well, that's I wouldn't mind that. Cha-ching, make
and
it rain.
We spoke about Bradley's beach bod there. What about Sting's beach bod?
Jeannie Macaroo. Yoga works, people. Yeah. He's 65 years old and he was photographed in Miami and he looks now, the togs are rotten. They're white ones.
Better than Bruce Springsteen looked. Remember Bruce?
No, Bruce.
That
is 65.
Something.
Oh,
I go. John in Cork has been in touch with us there. Stuck in traffic on the way to work. I've never seen so many people singing Spice Girls in their cars before. It's great. New sport and traffic on the way. €1,000 along with your KLM trip gift grub and genius playwright, Enda Walsh. Good old Northside Dublin lad. He's on the way. He's going to be with us just after 8:30 this morning.
Finally, 30% of people say they're giving up something for Lent, which kicks off tomorrow. Quitting sweet treats and ditching alcohol are the most common choices, along with giving up cigarettes, swearing and takeaways.
What about moaning?
Yeah, moaning.
I was thinking of giving up moaning.
I don't Great. Think you're a moaner. That's a good one.
Just for the, it's only 40 days,
yeah.
Isn't it?
I can see producer Charlie jumping up and down with delight outside.
People are also doing good deeds for Lent, like contributing to the troker box.
Oh, I'll do that instead then.
Or every time you moan, put some money in the troker box.
Yeah, exactly.
And others are aiming to get fit and healthy.
Very good. Thank you very much, Ken. Absolute Beginners there, that's from David Bowie, and that is one of the songs that is used, rearranged, in Lazarus on stage, which has been on stage in London, and has been on stage in New York, and Enda Walsh is the man who collaborated with David Bowie to write it, and Enda is here with us in studio this morning. Morning, Enda, how are you getting on?
How are you?
Very good, thanks. It's nice to talk to you again. Now, before we start talking about David Bowie, which, you know, I think you're kind of obsessed with, and you met him, and you know, all this kind of stuff, and you worked with him. Your show Ballyturk, your play, is coming back and it's going to be on the Abbey stage.
That's
the
right.
Main stage. Now, Arlington has been there already. I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen Walworth Farce.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Ballyturk though. So can you just tell me what is Ballyturk about?
I always say it's about an hour and a half, but and that usually gets me out of jail.
Yeah. And what is it about?
Well, what it is, I mean, you're watching two fellas sort of running around in their underpants, sort of blowing up things for about an hour and a half.
Okay.
There's a lot of that. It's quite
is there
a
any
wild,
reason for them doing that?
Nah, not really. It's quite a wild comedy, but it's quite sort of existential. It's these sort of two boys sort of dealing with the fact that they understand it came from a conversation with my daughter. My daughter, when she was six, turned around to me and goes, "Dad, does everyone die?" And I went, "Yeah, everyone dies." And she went,
Dad.
I was going, even you, one day. And it sort of blew her little head, and I thought, I should put that into a play. So it is.
Or maybe I shouldn't have said that to her.
And she's fine. I mean, yeah, I've got no contact with her anymore. Obviously, I'm not allowed. whatever her name was. It's watching two really innocent men running around, sort of like doing wild stuff, yeah. and it's a comedy, yeah. But then sort of dealing with this. It's great. It's on the Abbey stage, which is a fantastic theatre.
So, oh yeah, and when you had your conversation with your what was her name again?
Ada.
You then went and got a piece of paper and started writing this down. I'm just wondering what the process. I'm always fascinated.
The process. It's sort of things come from they come from many, many things, many, many images. I don't know how it happens, but then you find yourself sort of writing something. Stuff sort of percolates for years, you know, like loads of stories in your head, and then you find yourself ready to write one, and then it just writes itself. Okay. I know that sounds sort of like, but it does. It comes out.
You said you don't have a commercial bone in your body, so you don't say to yourself, "Okay, well, I'm going to make a load of money out of this one." This will be really good. But as a kind of a byproduct, they've all been very successful.
They have all been. So I should keep on saying that. And in fairness, I did write once the musical, and then,
I know.
And so I'm fine. I'm not going to die or anything like that. I'm sort of like,
we're all going to die.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Ian. Don't be telling people that at breakfast time.
So Ballyturk. I'm going to see it on Monday night. I'm really looking forward to it. And you know, I used to work in the Abbey Theatre. Not on the stage.
I didn't know that.
I used to work in the sound department. This was kind of a job. So I was up there with Tony and Jim and Mick. And they were the lads, the lighting and sound.
Is that how you met your wife in the plough?
I had my first date. My wife used to work in a library suppliers around the corner from the Abbey.
Yeah.
And we had our first date where our Auntie Jo came up to check, to have a look at me. Is he going to be okay? Am I going to leave my niece with this vagabond? We had a drink there. The plough is gone now. But I believe the flowing tide is still open.
It is. But I'm not surprised the circles, because I know rumours. We have a bit of sort of family history.
Yeah.
So I know rumours about your lot.
All right. Okay. So you've also got a dog. I thought we were talking about a bird here, a cockatoo, but it's a cockapoo.
Cockapoo, yeah. A cockatoo.
What the hell
poodle.
Is a cockatoo?
Fantastic dog.
Cocker spaniel poodle.
They don't shed.
Small.
They don't shed, and they're sort of they're cute. It looks a little bit like Carol Decker from T'Pau. It's sort of like if you can imagine that with four legs. It's basically that and a lead.
I'll put that into one. That's really good.
That's a terrible thing to say about Carol Decker. Wonderful voice.
Yeah.
Better than Alvin, my dog.
Yeah.